Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. Each winter, Inland Fisheries stocks lakes and reservoirs with rainbow trout to provide a unique winter angling opportunity. Fish that escape the hook eventually succumb to the heat.
In Texas, we're outside of the range where rainbow trout, at least for the most part, can survive throughout the year. So we just bring them in during the winter months, and there's an opportunity to fish for them until the spring.
Carl Kittle coordinates the trout stocking program for Parks and Wildlife. He admits that from time to time, a few fish manage to adjust to summer temperatures.
In years where conditions are right, particularly below the canyon dam and the canyon tail race, fish can survive this summer occasionally. The problem is they can't do so consistently, so we generally don't get established populations.
So hurry and get these fish while they're not hot. Angler 17 years old and older must have a $5 freshwater fish stamp and a license to hook a rainbow. You won't need either if you fish in a state park.
We consider all of our rainbow trout stocking in Texas to be a put-and-take fishery. We put the fully grown fish in that are of a catchable size when we stock them. And the purpose for stocking them and our expectation for those fish is that they will be fished out by anglers.
There's a link to the rainbow trout stocking schedule on passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, which also helps fund winter trout stocking in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.